Here with us to discuss the association between corticosteroid treatment and outcomes in patients with sepsis in greater detail is study author Dr. L. Dade Lunsford. Dade's a distinguished professor of neurological surgery at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He's also the chair of the Technology and Innovative Practice Committee at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, both in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dade, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dade, a lot of research was published last year on the value of steroid treatment in patients with sepsis, but there's still clinical confusion about the benefit. If you would, please briefly pose the varying interpretations of the existing evidence.
The current study was done in part because of continuing confusion related to the role of corticosteroids in the context of septic shock. The two papers published in the New England Journal are different in some ways, in part because of using different doses of corticosteroids. They were administered in different ways, that is, continuous versus not. And the severity of illness for the two groups was quite different. As an example, the mortality rate in these two studies were quite different, 29% versus 49%. So it's not surprising that there should be some confusion still related to the role of steroids in shock.
So you and your co-authors performed a huge meta-analysis on the safety and efficacy of corticosteroids in patients with sepsis. What did you find in terms of patient outcomes in the primary endpoints of your research?
This was a study of more than 9,000 patients, and one of the advantages is that it did include more recent studies that looked at the same issue. And the result was that improvement in 28-day mortality, reduction in total time in the ICU, was statistically confirmed. In-hospital mortality was better in patients who received steroids. It did not pan out at the 90-day mortality rates, but inpatient days, 28-day mortality, and ICU stay were significantly better.
And do you think the findings from your meta-analysis clarified the overall issues? In other words, giving clinicians more of a handle on how to handle sepsis in the ICU?
Yes. Because the reversal of shock symptoms, the number of days that did not require vasopressor infusions, the length of ICU stays, the eventual reduction in organ failure at day 7, all of these were significant in the meta-analysis and indicate that corticosteroid use is appropriate. Furthermore, the risk or adverse effects that steroid use were quite low.
But that said, questions still remain about mortality benefit. As you mentioned in your meta-analysis, all-cause 28-day mortality was significantly lower in the steroid patients, but 90-day mortality wasn't. So here's my question. If 90-day mortality is similar with and without steroids, why should steroids be given?
The 90-day mortality, of course, takes into account the ultimate underlying disease or the secondary side effects of the septic event, such as organ failure and the cause. For example, patients who have surgical mortality versus those that in some studies where the underlying cause was only pneumonia. So we can expect that patient death at 90 days may not be any improved if the underlying cause or associated medical condition in the face of sepsis ends up killing the patient by the time 3 months pass.
And do you think other questions need to be explored first before steroids become a standard of care in the treatment of patients with sepsis?
Of course, we have to look at what is the side effect risk. And in the current meta-analysis, the two effects which are well known in course of usage of corticosteroids was a higher risk of hyperglycemia and a higher level of hypernatremia. But that should be a relatively simple medical issue to take care of, especially in the context of the ICU, related to hydration and better control of glucose spike. So the downside risk was extremely low. I think the main issue here is what corticosteroid should be used and what dose. And the current study, I think, provides suggestive data, but not definite answer.
And what is the suggestive data showing, at least at this point?
Their dose suggested that lower dose, that is a total dose equivalent to less than 400 milligrams per day of hydrocortisone, was somewhat superior to higher dose, that is a dose equivalent to a higher than 400 milligram equivalent of hydrocortisone dose. And it did not clarify, however, whether hydrocortisone or whether dexamethasone or prednisolone is a superior drug. It appears to be more likely related to biological equivalency between hydrocortisone, dexamethasone, and methylprednisolone, and no single agent was superior. But the total duration of time remained somewhat unclear as well.
Finally, Dade, would you give us the clinical bottom line? How should corticosteroids be prescribed to patients with sepsis?
At the present time, because of low side effect risk, improved survival at 28 days, reduction in organ failure risks, I believe that usage of corticosteroids at a time when the diagnosis is initially made makes sense. That doesn't mean that other supportive care is not going to be needed. If a patient has hypotension, then they need to be on the appropriate vasopressors, appropriate fluid balance, maintain the appropriate sodium level, glucose control are still required, but it should be started early and continued for a period of at least a week or 10 days.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for talking with us today about your article in JAMA Internal Medicine. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you also.